Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That is a terrific idea to do, to call me about anything that you'd like, especially given that it's National Maple Syrup Day, which means I guess everybody from Vermont has to call. Have you ever had real maple syrup? It's hard to get a hold of anymore.
I don't think I've had like the actual like natural.
If you look at a lot of syrups, they say that they have a percentage of maple syrup. Some of them don't even have that. But real maple syrup, you can actually tap the trees. It's an interesting process.
Yeah.
It's incredibly expensive, which is probably why what we think is maple syrup is corn syrup.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very thick. And it's very flavorful. It's actually too sweet for me. It's like this one of my favorite stories about how far we've gotten away from the taste of real food because we're so used to processed food.
Right.
At one point, I had a neighbor who had a huge number of tomatoes and corn and zucchini. So he would come running across the street, having just picked it, literally running across the street saying, okay. So at one point I had, a house full of tomatoes. And I had people coming over for dinner. And so I decided that I was going to make Bloody Marys with real tomato juice.
Okay.
So I have a blender and I take all these gorgeous, really ripe off the vine tomatoes. And I mean, I did realize as I was making it, smelled a little funnier, than it didn't really smell like the tomato juice I was used to. But I figured, Campbell's has gotten us so far away from our origins. And so, I mixed the, I guess it was vodka or whatever it was, and lime juice and everything, and gave it to everybody. And, of course, it smelled awful. It tasted awful. It just was not good at all. So I thought, I wonder what I did wrong. So I go and get out my cookbook at this moment, because I look at recipes and instructions to find out where I went wrong. I never start there. And it says, simmer. Did you know that tomato juice is cooked?
Really?
See, that makes me feel much better. I don't even know if that was real or not, but that was exactly the right response. I didn't know either. I mean, it turns out tomato juice is already cooked tomatoes. So I just mixed it with some pork chops or something, and everybody thought that was delicious. It turns out that tomato sauce with a lot of vodka is really good for pork chops. But so that was one of my sort of stories about things not being exactly what you thought they were, but get a little confused about that. And that's my maple syrup / tomato juice story. All right. So I'm a little reeling. I'm one of those people who believes in participatory democracy. I vote.
Mm-hmm.
And I've lived in small towns. So I've gone to town meetings. And I live in condos, basically, so I go to condo meetings. And although I stopped going to condo meetings really for one reason, first of all, because they quite often at times where I just have some other stuff to do, and I figure I'll get the minutes, and if something's really important, that they usually call it for a vote or whatever. So,
yeah.
And I will send in my proxy and give a reliable person my proxy, and I sort of do all the appropriate more or less things. But it turns out that if you're sort of a vaguely public person at a condo meeting, you become a lightning rod. So it turns out to be fairly painful. But last night I decided for some reason, I guess because I had a screening and they sent me to screeners, so I had some time. And so it was a little harder to rationalize not going. So I went. And it makes you believe that tyranny has its place in the world. You get a room full of people. If it didn't concern things like your apartment, which is sort of the major asset that most of us own, right? Our home.
Right.
And one woman said, you're talking about our life savings, and which was very touching. I mean, and true. But so the combination of participatory democracy, huge amounts of money at risk, and lawyers is not necessarily all that palatable. It really does make you believe, we need a czar or something, bring back oligarchy or something, a monarchy, something. But, and I finally actually did. And then trying to get a chance to speak, because I usually, I mean, I just sort of sit there and people whisper to me a lot. I'm one of those people. I was always the disruptive one in class. I wasn't necessarily talking, although I was doing that, but people were always whispering to me. And this is what was going on. Everybody was whispering to me. And so I finally thought, I said, because we were talking about a developer, and I said, my experience with developers is that, you know, it's kind of like a first date. They'll promise you anything. And what they really are and what they're really willing to do for you after the deal's been done is very different than what it is before the deal's been done. And everybody thought that was kind of funny. And then the whole place erupted. It turns out that I have real skills at inciting rebellion without even really trying to. I mean, I'm really not intentionally a pot stirrer, but I think what happens is that in some bizarre way I become every woman, you know, that everybody figures, well, you know, because I don't get mad and I don't yell and I sort of use metaphors because that's, you know, what I'm most comfortable, that's what I do for a living. And so after that, before that, it was kind of quiet, you know, sort of simmering unhappiness. After that, it was wide-scale, open, verbal rebellion. So that was sort of interesting. So I woke up in the middle of the night, sort of thinking out what the next step should be, which I got up early this morning and wrote out. I have my best and worst ideas. It's not even best or worst. I think I have my most intense ideas at 4 o'clock in the morning, which turns out to be fairly common. Did you know that?
Really?
It turns out that it's the time of day that most people either wake up from insomnia, have anxiety attacks, sometimes die. It turns out to be a very intense time of day, which I guess most of us aren't aware of. Maybe everybody's better sleepers. But I'll bet if everybody started sort of tracking the time of night that they woke up or the time of night, yeah, just even if they woke up, whether it's from a nightmare or just woke up and turned over or went to the bathroom or something. I think most of us try not to be terribly tuned in the world because we want to go back to sleep. But I'll bet you. I know for me, that's the time of day that it's almost routinely. And I think part of it is that I live by a place where you can hear. There's a ferry that runs all night. And as it backs up, it beeps its horn. It's a whistle.
Okay.
And I think that's probably unconsciously what happens, although I'm not usually aware of being awakened by anything. But it turns out to be about the same time every morning. And the ferry runs all night, so it's not just that's what's waking me up. It's that's when I'm the most either susceptible or vulnerable or something. That's when I sort of outlined everything in my head. That's when books get outlined. I know. I promised I'm working on the book. I really am. So, that's my story. I'm sticking to it. All right, let's see what the world has in store for us today, given historical lessons. In 1600, Henry IV married Marie de Medici. I guess a Christmas wedding. 1777, the American Revolution. France formally recognized the United States. So big day of France. I mean, today's, what, the 17th of December, so
mm-hmm.
Big day if you're French. Guess what year the first issue of Vogue was published? And I know you probably don't read Vogue, but
I don't. But when I saw this, I was pretty surprised. 1892.
Exactly so.
How about that?
Yeah,
I didn't realize it was around that long.
It's 122 years.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was around that long.
It's probably French as well. Today's a French day.
Yeah.
1903, the Wright brothers. I knew this actually. First controlled, powered, heavier-than-air flight in the Wright Flyer at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. Their luggage arrived 3 days later. No, I just made that last part up. In 1943, Chinese are permitted to become citizens of the United States with repealing the Act of 1882 and the introduction of the Magnuson Act. That's pretty late. 1943?
Yeah.
1967, Australian Prime Minister Harold Holt disappears while swimming near Portsea, Victoria, and is presumed drowned.
Yeah, tough deal.
Project Blue Book, 1969, Air Force closes its study of UFOs. 1969? I don't know. I think a lot of people feel that it's still an open issue.
Right. Yeah.
And in 1989, of the first episode of The Simpsons.
That's right.
Simpsons roasting on an open fire, which is not even chipmunks. There we go.
Yep.
So, 20, I mean, I think if you're French, it's a big
later,
day.
They're still going.
That's hard to believe, isn't it?
I know. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
They've got to be up to like over 500 episodes now, I think.
Yeah, 25 years. Yeah. I saw something about it. There's a lot of little Simpson meals. And they keep showing up in crossword puzzles. I'm probably going to have to watch some more of them just so I do better at crossword puzzles.
I'm gonna look up during the break how many episodes they have exactly.
All right, fair enough. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm not a Simpson. I'm a Brown. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hey guys, I want to tell you about a really cool company. It's Casper.com, like the ghost, C-A-S-P-E-R. Three guys have created an outrageously comfortable mattress, and here's the best part. They'll give you 100 nights to sleep on it. Totally risk-free. If you don't love this mattress, Casper will pick it up in-home and refund you for everything. No hassles. The holidays are here, and you deserve the gift of a great night's sleep. That's what you get on a Casper mattress, and the only place to get this mattress is at Casper.com. You're going to love it, getting the best night's sleep you've ever had. Hey, don't get ripped off with a store-bought mattress that'll set you back a few $1,000s. Every size Casper mattress is totally affordable. Try your Casper mattress for 100 nights risk-free with free shipping and returns from Casper.com. For an exclusive offer, use my referral code, Dr. Joy, to get $50 off toward the purchase of your Casper. Casper.com, code Dr. Joy.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, so I know we've still got another couple of, another like 10 days or so until we've got the end of the year. But people are already beginning to get their end of the year stuff together.
Mm-hmm.
So this is one of my favorite end of the years. The most searched calorie counts of 2014. I have actually one about search trends. They're fascinating to me, of what people are actually looking at. What would you guess was basically one of the number one what is question?
as far as...
Google, Big Apple searches, Google searches.
Probably what, calorie counts, right?
No, it's actually what's Ebola.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, Ebola was obviously one of the big issues this year.
Yeah.
Ebola symptoms was only in the top 10, which number one was the World Cup schedule.
Oh, goodness. But that's already, I don't mean the World Cup schedule. I mean, that's, you know,
yeah,
let's keep
things, yeah, in perspective.
Yeah, I mean, it's so funny how nobody really, you know, with all due respect to soccer, nobody ever talks about soccer.
Until
the World Cup comes around. And that's once
right,
every 4 years.
Ebola was the number one what is.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. How to, the number one was how to harmonize, which seems to be. Then we've got how to focus, how to network, Photoshop, reupholster. Reupholster comes before listen and samba. Declutter and wow. How to wow. That's what I want to know.
Wow.
Top 10 news and event searches. Number one, again, World Cup schedule.
Wow.
Yeah. So if you ever want to do, you know, if you ever want to sort of deal with the most people, you talk about the World Cup, I guess. Missing plane was number two. Oscars, number three. Ebola's number four. So we care about the Oscars and then the World Cup before we care about Ebola. Fifth was Ferguson, Missouri.
Okay.
Brazil versus Germany. Golden Globes. Wow. Unemployment extension. What is quantum? That, you know, that's just because of, I think, the theory of everything, and people are sort of interested in that.
Yeah.
But isn't that interesting? All right, so the number one calorie, the number one calorie search, guess what number one was? Did you look?
Yeah, I saw the first couple, yeah.
All right, it's banana.
Yeah, how about that?
I don't know how you, banana. Pumpkin pie, that one you can figure out. That's from Thanksgiving.
I'm really shocked to see that banana was number one because it doesn't seem like something that people would be too concerned about.
You know what
about.
It is? It's the potassium. People are told to take a banana for potassium.
Right.
And the other thing about calories and bananas is this is a little misleading. It's not misleading per se. That bananas are very high in potassium if they're ripe. An unripe banana is just straight sugar, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So a banana that's green has essentially no food value.
Right.
Essentially, and when they get brown and icky and you don't really want them anymore, that's when they're good for you.
Mm-hmm.
So what you can do with those bananas, because I'm one of those, it doesn't make my gums bleed, I don't figure it's a banana, it doesn't taste good. So you can freeze them, and then you can either eat them as, you can mash them up, and they're actually pretty good. They taste like banana ice cream. I know I'm a great fan of dumping everything in the freezer. Or you can use them instead of sugar in recipes, like banana and nut bread and stuff like that. They're really good. Because once they're brown like that, they're sugary.
Okay.
And they're good for you. How many calories in an apple? 72. So you're better off with an apple than a banana, I guess. In an egg. If it's boiled, it's 77 calories. If it's poached, it's only 71. Well, I don't understand why if it's boiled, it would have more calories than if it's poached. That doesn't make any sense. Does it to you?
No, not really.
If it's fried in butter, it's 92. If it's raw, it's 93. But if you're, it's also salmonella, which probably means any calories will be eaten up by the salmonella. No, don't. How many calories in an avocado? A cup of avocado cubes is 240 calories. I thought it'd be more than that because it's a nut.
Mm-hmm.
Cheeseburger. Homemade cheeseburger, 317. Cheeseburger with a bun, a third pound of meat, mayo, and a tomato, 845.
Yeah.
Probably so it triples
anytime soon.
When you put them. Well, it's the mayonnaise in the bun and the cheese.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. A Big Mac. This may be surprising to you. A Big Mac, McDonald's double cheeseburger with mayo and a double-decker bun is 585 calories.
That's it? I mean, compared to just a homemade cheeseburger?
Yeah. I guess it depends how much mayo you put on it. Well, you know what? There's less meat in it, but still.
That's true. Yeah, but still.
According to McDonald's, now they're saying... Now, this is interesting because I don't know how they figured this out. They said a Big Mac is 585 calories. According to McDonald's website, it's 530 calories. Well, that's a 10% difference.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how they figured that out. Are they suggesting that McDonald's cheats on their calorie count?
Something McDonald's isn't counting something, maybe. Maybe there's something in there that they're not counting.
They take a bite out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe.
in a watermelon, this is why diced watermelon is 46 calories a cup.
Okay.
It's also a great diuretic. Mm-hmm. How many calories in an orange? 62. Slice of pizza. A slice of regular cheese pizza is 231 calories. That's 258 for thick crust, which means it's the crust that's the really high calorie stuff.
The bread,
if you add meat and veggies, it's 272. Do the same to a thick crust, that's 328. So it's basically, if you take, and I used to do this, I don't do it so much anymore, I would take just the goo off of the top of pizza and just not eat the crust, although the crust's kind of the best part. Especially the back crust, the stuff that's crispy, the soggy crust, I'm not that interested in.
Yeah, I'm more of a thin crust type of person. I'm not huge on the hand-tossed thick crust stuff.
She's surprised to, this is a nutritionist who did this, so this is sort of interesting. I guess what I would have checked, I'm trying to think what I would have checked. I mean, I love nuts, which are basically pretty good for you, but they're pretty high in calories.
Mm-hmm.
That's why an avocado. But it's really interesting to see what people, but a banana being first. Although the World Cup, maybe the banana and the World Cup are somehow related. I'm not sure exactly how, but I do have the feeling.
I should look into that.
Yeah, there should be. If you do banana World Cup, there's something that's going to come up.
Just Google search, what does a banana have to do with the 2014 World Cup?
Yeah, you could do the Siri thing. Ask her. She does that.
Yeah.
And we have a cure for an 18-year stopped-up nose.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah,
you would think after 18 years you'd just pretty much gotten used to kind of not really being able to breathe out of your nose, right? If it's been that long, you know?
I guess. I think there's something about her that's just intrepid that she'd still keep fighting and still think there was an answer.
Right.
And they have something called a Samter's Triad, which is a combination of nasal polyps, asthma, and a sensitivity to aspirin. You know, it turns out sensitivity to aspirin is getting to be a more and more common thing. I have a rash, and someone said, do I take aspirin? And I know that aspirin can bother your stomach, but apparently that there's new research to say that a lot more people are allergic to aspirin than they thought, which is a little alarming, especially people who take it every day. 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm here to do exactly that, to help you about whatever it is that's going on in your life that you could use another perspective or a shoulder or an opinion or a little bit of a hanky. That's one of my clues for guys. Always have a fresh handkerchief. Makes you look like a stud when somebody bursts into tears or somebody gets something in their eye.
I'll have to keep that in mind.
Yeah, yeah. A fresh, clean. It doesn't have to be ironed, but most handkerchiefs you buy now are wash and wear anyway. And it's, I mean, a whole different ballgame than a Kleenex. Yeah, very studly. 855-99, good stocking stuffer. 855-993-7569. Gene, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Gene.
I just heard you say something about nasal polyps and aspirin. I'm now 70. I started smoking the day I was 16. I quit when I was a month from being 40. At that time, Ronald Reagan was taking bee pollen. And everybody said, oh, bee pollen's great for you. Well, I started consuming bee pollen and contracted hay fever,
yeah,
and asthma and sinusitis. And my doctor said, well, you need to take a baby aspirin once a day for the heart deal.
Right.
So I did, and then another guy said, my specialist said, oh no, aspirin causes nasal polyps. So I quit taking aspirin. I don't take anything that's got any aspirin product in it.
So you're saying that this woman's experience was very similar to yours?
Oh,
that she had the same problem. She'd had, and as you know, having a stuffy nose is more than just having a stuffy nose. She can't taste things very well, can't breathe very well.
Can't smell. I just got off of, I've got to have them scraped out again for the second time. And I talked to a specialist in the D.C. area, that's Washington, D.C. area.
Yeah.
And he gave me a mega dose of steroids because we went to New England this summer. I could not spell the wood fires where they're doing the lobster. It was a terrible vacation because I couldn't smell the smells. So about a week into this mega dose of steroids, my sense of smell came back, which was kind of a nice thing. And the sense of taste.
Listen, I'll tell you what. I have an unusually good sense of smell, and most of the time I would happily trade it for not being able to smell very well. Or at least I think I would. I don't know. Yeah, I know, because you don't taste anything. Yeah.
Well, there's a barbecue place that I go to. I couldn't smell the barbecue being, you know, grilled outside. Couldn't smell the wood fires. I'm thinking, you know, if I can't smell, why eat?
Yeah, exactly.
But I eat anyway. You know, you're in New England. You got to eat.
But, I think you got to eat most places. Yeah, this is an interesting thing. They're saying 37 million Americans have at least one sinus problem a year. So it's one of the most common medical conditions. Yeah.
I would have to take the steroids. Most doctors, like my asthma guy, when I go to him, they just give me a small dose of steroids just to shrink them down enough that I can breathe.
Yeah.
This guy said you need a mega dose to shrink them down enough that, you know, maybe you can get through 2 months so you can get back up to Virginia and get them operated on. So that's what I'm going to do this spring, is get them scraped out again. And
And apparently you need to stay off, they're saying, stay off aspirin, which is sort of interesting.
Yeah, I haven't taken aspirin since that doctor told me about that. But I thought it was kind of neat with the bee pollen. I think, you know, okay, I'm putting pollen in my body, and pollen causes hay fever, and now I've got hay fever.
Well, it's only that, bee pollen is basically straight protein, and so you can develop an allergic reaction to it, which essentially is what hay fever is.
Yeah. So, well, it didn't bother Ronald Reagan, our best president we've had in a lot of years.
Well, he was also the one, remember, he was the one in the commercials for cigarettes. Was it Philip Morris? No,
Philip Morris. Years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I was a little kid.
There you go. Well, so
yeah.
I suppose what it means is beware of politicians who are trying to convince you to do anything, probably. That may be a reasonable statement to make just in general.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, well, I'm glad you can smell again.
Hey,
do you know, Gene, what the problem is if your nose runs and your feet smell? You're upside down.
Upside down. Yeah. Okay.
There we go. What can I tell you?
All right, that was winter up there.
So far, so good.
I told you before to come on down. As far as, like, 80 here today in Daytona.
All right, you got me. I'll be down.
Come on.
I'll bring my sunblock and off I'll come. All righty. Thank you, sir. 80. That would be nice. 855-993-7569. All right. So isn't that interesting? We sort of find an obscure condition that somebody else has.
Yeah.
I guess that's the magic of radio, is that you reach people talking about things that you have no idea that, I mean, there really are people on the other end of the line, I guess. Every once in a while I sort of feel I'm just sort of speaking into the void, but it's nice to know. All right, one of the things we talked about, we started talking about a little bit yesterday, I think, was that people who, which speaks right to my heart, that people who feel themselves younger than their actual age live longer by a lot than people who feel older. And even when they take into consideration things like depression or physical ailments or chronic illness or whatever, it still holds up. So I thought we'd ask people, what was the favorite age that they've been? Or I suppose it could be an age that you think you're going to be. It could be either where you are, where you've been, or where you're going to go, and why. Do you have a favorite age that you'd like to be, Manny?
Well, I'm still pretty young. I'm only 30, but I would say if I could go back to being maybe in my mid-20s, I'd probably...
Why? What did mid-20s offer you?
I don't know. I think that's just kind of an age where you're really starting to, you know, that was the age where I really started to kind of get my broadcasting career kind of kicking that into gear, and I think it was just kind of that feeling of getting the ball rolling on that was... you know, having that feeling was pretty refreshing. So if I could go back to that age and kind of experience that again, that'd be fun.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right. I think, you know, I've always said I like being the age I am. There's always something new. I mean, there are times where I look back and I think the biggest sense that I have about my life up to this moment is that I stay too long at the party sometimes. That I know that something is not working, either a job or a relationship or a house or whatever it is. And it's, you know, I just have this sense, and part of it is just tenacity. I think part of it is just energy. I think part of it may be a tiny bit of arrogance thrown in there. Is I can make it better. I can make it work. You know, just give it a little bit more. I don't want to give up too soon.
Yeah.
And so I, looking back, but I mean, you do what you can do when you can do it. So I don't beat myself up terribly about it. My only thought today as I was getting dressed is I thought, you know, there are times in my life where I picked out clothes. And I didn't pay much attention to what part of my body they focused on or didn't focus on. I just would look in the mirror and think this looks fine or doesn't look fine. And if I knew the ways that my body was going to change, I might have dressed a little differently then. You know, focused on what was working then and what's working now. Because
yeah.
They're not necessarily the same thing. Which is, and you know, and I remember hearing people say, "If I knew then what I knew now," and I'm thinking, well, that's kind of a stupid thing to say, but I now I'm sort of beginning to get it, that if yeah. I'd known that this particular thing, which I didn't view as particularly positive or negative, was actually fairly positive, I might have, you know, looked at it a little bit differently, emphasized a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I sort of like being where I am. You know, I just. Just because there's no place I'd really go back to, and it's all been fun, and I can hardly wait to see what happens next. I'm in such a different place in my life than I ever anticipated being. That it's kind of I have absolutely no regrets at this moment, other than, as I said, having made the changes I should have made probably a little sooner. But you know, if I don't beat other people up about it, I really can't beat myself up about it too much. You do what you can do when you can do it.
Right.
And you know.
And for me, too, it's kind of, you know, I'd say 25, you know, as I guess kind of a favorite age. But I don't really, to be honest, I don't really have one, because there's different parts in my life, different
yeah.
ages that stand out to me that I remember and that I cherish. But it's, you know, I'm kind of like you, where I'm kind of enjoying the now and kind of looking forward to what's ahead of me.
Yeah, and you sort of accumulate sort of, I think, knowledge and information and I'm probably having more fun now than I've ever had.
Yeah.
Which is because, you know, I guess part of my life has just been working hard, which I really like. I mean, I really enjoy working hard.
Right.
But there, I mean, I think in the last, not even very long, just the idea of being able to do fun stuff, just being able to be a little more giggly and sort of just relax about things that, you know, I think I have the version of myself is that I'm in the car, and even though I'm not driving, that I have to be vigilant. I'm the passenger, because it's my responsibility to keep the driver awake and make sure that I'm sort of doing my job of navigating. And I'm sort of now understanding that maybe the driver will be okay on their own. Maybe I can just roll down the window or put on my headphones or,
yeah.
you know, sort of giggle or maybe even take a nap. So, and that's kind of a fun thing to be able to do.
Yeah.
All right, 855-99 Dr. Joy, what's your favorite age and why? There's also, remind me, I want to talk about breathing. There's some interesting things I've learned about breath in the last couple of days. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99 Dr. Joy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the freeze-dry guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the freeze-dry guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the freeze-dry guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Right, 855-993-7569. Okay, so we're talking about what age you would be if you could be any age. All right, so simple question.
Yep, we asked this on Facebook the other day, or it might have actually been yesterday, I think we posted it. And we'll start with Bruce. He says early 40s. Everything still worked perfect, and had a wee bit of wisdom accumulated.
That's pretty cute. There we go. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. David says 40s, smart enough to know better, but do it anyways.
Okay.
And then Susie says 30, because I look much younger and wanted to be taken seriously.
And she wants to be 30?
Yeah.
And because she looked much younger and wants to be taken seriously. I don't quite get that.
Yeah, I guess that's
she looked young but she was taken more seriously as she got older. I don't know what that means exactly.
Hmm.
But
let's go to Jerry. Jerry says 40 was my favorite, as I was in control of my finances, healthy and happily married. I truly felt I had the world by the, you know what?
I'll tail.
Censor that. Yeah, by the tail. Yeah. That'll work better.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Yeah.
Robin says, my age now, because I enjoy the here and now. It's kind of what we just talked about.
Yeah. Well, but she doesn't say what her age is, but that's all right.
Yep. Donna says, 30. I'd love to go back. There are so many things that I would change.
Like, what? I mean, you can't, that's a provocative statement. You can't just sort of leave us hanging with that.
Yeah, because now we're curious.
Yeah, we want to know this.
Margaret says 38. Not too young, not too old, just right.
She's very specific about that. 38.
Yep. Beth says today, 54, enjoying family matters. They are alive and matter. And
what was the last sentence?
She goes, today, 54, enjoying family. She says, enjoying family, it matters. They are alive and matter.
I don't understand exactly what that means, but...
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure that out. I kind of get the idea of what she's saying.
Yeah, if we just... It sounds like maybe a couple of words may have been left out of that one.
Yeah. She does add that not any of us are perfect. We just matter to each other. I kind of like that. Yep. Got about a handful more. Marcia says, I loved my mid-30s. Great career, lots of travel, felt great. Seems like we had it all.
Huh. Well, I mean, the subtext here is a little bit that things aren't as... maybe we asked... I asked the question in a way that really didn't elicit all the kind of information it would have been helpful to have, which is, are things not as good now? Maybe I just didn't ask a question, because there seems to be a little bit of underlying melancholy here, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Yeah,
a little bit.
It kind of seems as though, they like those ages because they,
things maybe, were easier or simpler or something.
Or things were better, or they were healthier or whatnot.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's not necessarily what we were asking. I mean, it was.
Yeah. It's always interesting to me to see the discrepancy between what I think I'm asking and how you guys respond. It's part of the fun of the program, I think.
Yeah.
But it does sound that there's a fairly consistent, 30s and 40s or now.
Right. Yeah. Let's go to Pearl. Pearl says 40. I knew who I was.
Yeah.
And who I was not, and I liked it.
Well, there. Don't mess with Pearl.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go to Robbie. Robbie says, always the present age I'm at, living in the present. That's kind of like what we were talking about before.
Yeah, exactly. I agree.
Peggy says, Peggy says what Bruce said. Let's go back up to what Bruce said.
Now we have to figure out what Bruce said.
Bruce was the first comment. He said, early 40s, everything still worked perfect, and we were a wee bit, and had a wee bit more wisdom accumulated.
There you go.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Marika says probably 50, which is the new 40, which is the new 30, which is the new 20.
Which is the new not born.
Yeah, she goes, in my early 40s now.
All right, so what did she say? She's in
she
her...
goes, I love it. This is great.
I'm getting a little bit of whiplash from this one. All right, so she said...
She goes, probably 50, which is the new 40, which is the new 30, which is the new 20.
And she's in her 40s now.
She's in her early 40s now.
So she's saying that the best is about to come.
Yeah. Sounds
That's
like
pretty
it.
Interesting.
Yeah, I like that perspective. Ruth says mid-30s, young enough, but old enough to know.
There does seem to be a fairly consistent kind of sense about that, doesn't there?
Mm-hmm. And then we'll wrap up with Dawn. She says, right now, I'm retired. I'm pretty darn healthy. I'm single. I've got a little bit of money. I have a small group of very old friends, and my antidepressants are working. So, good for you, Dawn.
It sounds like they really are. Good for you. Yeah, my antidepressants are working. So, well, that's a good thing.
Yeah. So
the consensus is either now or 30 and 40.
Yeah.
It's interesting because supposedly, if you look at the statistical data, the happiest times in people's lives are... Now, there's a difference between happiest time in their marriage and happiest time in their life, although obviously they can be related. Mm-hmm. The happiest time in people's marriage is either the first year or after the 25th year.
Okay.
So, and if you figure most people get married sometime in their 20s, you're talking about having a happy marriage sometime in your late 40s. Mm-hmm. And perhaps even later than that, because people are marrying later now than they used to. But it's sort of interesting.
Yeah. I mean, that's an interesting perspective, too, when you talk about, the first year, when you first get married, and then, you know, after 20 years. Or after,
well, yeah, you've got well, after 25. And the yeah. assumption then is that the kids are basically grown, mm-hmm. and most of your financial problems are behind you, so yeah. that if you're still together, you're still together.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Well, so this is so folks, and what you're all allowed to do, because science has allowed you to do it, is everybody's now allowed to lie about their age. All right, or at least right. if you don't have to lie about it, you can sort of keep quiet about it. But seeing yourself as younger than you actually are turns out to be incredibly beneficial to you. So I just gave you permission to do that.
Exactly.
So that's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
All right. So let's see how long we don't. I think I'll wait. I want to talk with you guys about breathing, because that's one of the other things that there's some interesting things about breath, two of which I've learned, which are, one is a new way of thinking about it, and another is some new science about it. So, but I think I'll wait till next hour to do it, so you guys stay tuned. Also, I will talk with you about a breathless theater experience. How is that for a transition? Did you
nice
like that?
Big way. I like
so
that.
So cool. Thank you.
Well done.
Not the easiest thing to do, but I can do that. And more of your phone calls about whatever it is that's on your mind. We probably can go back to horrible Christmas carols at some point. 855. Save me from horrible Christmas carols. Call me. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustments. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124, or on the web at drortman.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.